Cork Ladies Football Manager Aoife Fitzgerald joining us now on Red FM Sport. On the back of a scheduling problem between the Ladies Football Association and the Camogie Association, the Cork Ladies are into an All-Ireland quarter-final against Galway. The Cork Camogie are into an All-Ireland semi-final against Galway. And unfortunately, both have been fixed for Saturday week, August 19th. Aoife Fitzgerald, this presents a problem for Cork's dual star.
It does, and I think it's an absolute disgrace, to be honest about it. Like, Libby lives in close to Bantry, and Libby Coppinger we're talking about, and she travels, I suppose, the bones of over 100 miles a night to get to training, maybe 5 nights a week for Camogie and football, and to be treated like this, I think, is an absolute disgrace. And they would have thought that the problem had been resolved last year, so we were aware there was a meeting between the LGFA and the Camogie board, and that we were told that it would never happen again, that dual players wouldn't have to play on the same day. You know, we're trying to promote the games, Lisa, and make sure that, you know, that they're kept as high profile as possible. But I can't for the life of me see how any athlete should be asked to play one game at half 12, and play another one at 7:30 on the same day, or in quarterfinal and semi-final. Just ridiculous.
Because, Aoife, we've had a conversation along these lines. It would have been 2015, I suppose. There was no issue then in 2016, thinking that we'd moved on from that sort of talk. But, you know, I suppose from your point of view, is this a matter you've brought? Are the associations talking about it at all?
Well, it's a matter I brought straight away, because I knew once the game was over, I was aware of the dates for the situation. I spoke to our own secretary, and I spoke to the LGFA up there after our game, actually. And because of television commitments, they were telling us that the game couldn't change. I think we're LGFA are linked to TG Cahir, and the other ones are AIR or RT or whatever. But I mean, that really shouldn't be the point. The players seem to be third hand in this, you know, in terms of, I mean, how do we ask Libby to tug off at us, and likewise for Cody, you know, to ask her to play in the Camogie a few hours afterwards. It's just beggar's belief, really, to be honest with it.
Well, to be fair, Aoife, I suppose, you know, if we wanted to be selfish about it, you could say it's not my problem because you have Libby first, but player welfare at the heart of this.
No. And Libby is one of the most committed players. You know, like, we're blessed, I suppose, to have so many committed players, but Libby never complains, just gets on with it, trains hard, never misses a session. Would have started the other day if Durham hadn't played and knew that, but, like, it was so positive, and, you know, and a very, very valued, you know, member of our squad, as she is with the Camogie. But I mean, the only person really that can be affected by this, leaving aside the results of the matches, is Libby herself, as I say, who's given, you know, maybe travelling 500 miles a week at her own expense. To be treated like this is just ridiculous, as I said earlier, and it's something that certainly needs to be addressed, and regardless of television or otherwise, I mean, the players must come first as far as I'm concerned, and that doesn't seem to be the case now.
And when you spoke with the ladies football officials, was it just, you know, this is just the way it is, or was there any consideration going to be made, or as far as the association are concerned, what's the status?
Well, as far as I'm aware, at that stage she couldn't really answer, but she, because of television, I suppose, she told me that the matches, it was unlikely that the matches would be changed. But we did, we contacted them officially through the county board on the Tuesday, and got an answer back that's just the way things are. So, but, you know, I'm not happy with it, not for myself particularly. I mean, we'll come to some arrangement there, but for Libby, it's so disappointing that she would. You know, and I suppose this year we haven't had Reen, obviously, and we haven't had Breed involved. It's one player, but at the same time, she's a very important player for us, and she's equally important for the Camogie. And, you know, if the continue is, it's not a level playing field, obviously.
No.
You know, so I'm just really, I suppose, angered by the whole thing.
Yeah, the Camogie has been confirmed for Limerick, as you said, at 7 o'clock. Has the ladies' football venue been muted yet?
No, not up to half an hour ago anyway. I checked. It's, the fixture is 12:30, I'm not so sure. And again, the 12:30, I think, is unsatisfactory. Now in qualifying, the 12:30 means we probably have to go the night before, to wherever, because it's a double header, and Donegal are coming from the other side of the country, so it's obviously going to be somewhere, I would assume, somewhere around the Midlands. So logistically, we don't know. We absolutely don't know where we are, but we'll cope with that. But the other stuff, I think, just needs to be addressed, and I just think there needs to be more communication or whatever, and it needs to be sorted.
But like I said, Efi, we've had a conversation like this before. You could probably play the exact same, you know, grievances from 2 years ago. So I suppose at this stage, is this something that you have to accept, or do you think anything can happen in the next, 8 days?
Well, I'm not so sure. I mean, what happened to the meeting last year when I mean, there was a statement made that this it wouldn't happen again, that Shells would be asked to play dual games on the same day. Same weekend, yes, but not on the same day. Why has that changed? You know, they're the questions that need to be answered, really.